This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, I didn't tell you last hour. I mentioned that I went on to a major studio lot today to read for a television show, and they'd actually called me and said, well, we love your show, and we'd love for you to read for a part in our TV show. So I, like I said, I got out of the car, and I walked across, and I went there. They'd never heard of me. As I walked into this office, you know, I had an 11:45 appointment, and I walk in there. It's dead silent, and there's a woman, you know, the receptionist is there reading a copy of Soap Opera Digest, and from the very back corner office, I hear this exchange. I hear,
Eddie, did you want that Cobb salad?
Yeah, blue cheese. Blue cheese on the Cobb salad.
All right. Yeah, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, I'm Phil Henry. I'm here to...
No, make it ranch. I'll take ranch.
All right.
Can I help you? Yeah, I'm Phil Henry. I'm here to read for the thing.
Okay, that's at 1 o'clock.
No, I had 11:45 with the producers.
Yeah, casting's at 1.
Okay,
Now make it blue cheese again. I don't know, I'm flip-flopping on this.
This is the voices coming from the back. Well, we don't have any record of your appointment, Phil. Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
No, I'll go with ranch.
I'm walking out hearing that, back across the street, into my car, and left. That was my morning. Very productive. How was yours? 1-800-449-8686. This is the number one rated Phil Henry Show, and that's why I take meetings like that. Because I am number one. So I go into an office that's empty, and she's sitting there doing her nails, and the guy's asking for blue cheese on his cob. And then I go back over to the parking structure, and I leave, and I wave as I'm leaving. Thanks. Thanks for everything, huh? Did you find where you were going? Yeah, I sure did. Okay. Bye. Goodbye. Will we see you again? No, probably not. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to switch gears here on the Phil Henry Show. We want to get into our ongoing series, Healthcare for Seniors. This is part 12 in our 10-part series. And what we did was we were hearing all of the explosive, and I do mean explosive commentary, around George W. Bush's unveiling of this healthcare plan for seniors. Now, one of our listeners, Viola Mitchell, is a senior citizen who lives in Bradbury, California. She's 71 years of age. We gave her a copy of George W. Bush's Medicaid plan yesterday, and we have asked her back on the program for her review of it and his plan for prescription drugs, for hospital care, and so on and so forth. We're going to get Viola on here. Hi, dear, how are you? Miss Mitchell?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Did you read the plan?
Yes, I read part of Governor Bush's plan.
As we asked you to?
Yes.
Can you give us some thoughts on it?
I know that I'm old and I don't want to die. I guess the one thing I fear more than anything is death. But I don't want to die at the hands of these people, and I don't want to die.
Are you afraid of death at the hands of what people?
I was a Republican, and I was a very proud Republican, but if this man becomes president, he'll kill me.
And are you afraid of this plan, is what you're saying?
I don't think it's a good plan, though.
Why?
I reach out to other seniors and I beg you, don't let them kill us. Don't let them kill me. Well, I don't want to die.
Are you a former Republican?
Yes.
What was it about the plan that you didn't like?
Phil, the proposal that you gave me looks good, but think about it. We are old and we can't do anything. Senior citizens are very old, and senior citizens are not valuable. We're worthless. We're empty flesh bags, if you think about it. We're probably worth more dead, and so I'm afraid.
And wait a minute. You're a senior citizen, and you're worthless. And
yes, I really know that they think...
You're not worthless. You have a lifetime of experience. You have a lifetime of value. Do you really believe that? Is that how your life is?
My husband died 3 years ago, and my life as it is now is not interesting. And I have a son, and he comes and takes me to lunch once a month. We do it.
Do you get together with other senior citizens, other people?
Oh, I do, but I want it to be vital and be a part of other people, too. But I'm old, and I recognize that as the world changes, its needs change, and I don't. He will kill me. I don't want to die. But if George Bush is going to have us all killed, we can get...
Why do you say that? That's such a radical thing that George Bush would have you all killed. Why?
We get prescriptions, but we don't know if the drugs are all right. And we get medical care, but we don't know that they will treat us well. We get a Social Security. I would ask you as a member of the media to use your influence as a talk, doing your talk show. Don't let him kill us. Use your influence so that we don't die.
Are you honest to God? Are you afraid? I want you to tell me this, okay?
Yes.
Are you really afraid that George W. Bush is going to kill you?
I'm not saying that I remember when his father was president and he said no new taxes and he lied. And now his son says he wants to take care of us. But I know that we're old. And I know that he could lie as well. I believe that this health care proposal includes a contract with the state of Montana and with the Fence Masters, which is a fence company. And I'm just afraid because they could put electrified fences around the state with concertina wire at the top.
Your fear is what? Your fear is that this health care proposal contains what?
I think it contains a contract with the state of Montana.
For what reason?
Because they can warehouse us there, and they can put...
And Fence Masters is going to build a fence around the state?
I'm afraid, yeah.
With what? You're talking about razor wire at the top?
Yes.
Why do you think that?
Because I know that Montana is bitterly cold, and few of us would survive that. And because there's no speed limit in the state, we'd be hit and dragged for hundreds of feet when we go out and take a walk. When you are a senior citizen, you're very lightweight, and you can be dragged under the chassis of a car for miles, and then all they'll find is your glasses. No, I don't want to die. And I do believe that...
You believe that George W. Bush wants to kill you?
I'm afraid.
I think it's probably normal to be afraid. All of us are afraid. It's the existential reality.
Well, can I... please don't tell me how it is. I'm older than you, and I know how it is.
I understand. I guess I'm just speaking for myself.
Yes.
That the existential reality of life is that we're all afraid, I guess, and... But I don't think that George Bush wants to kill you. I think that he, in his own way, wants to help senior citizens.
No, I know because I'm old and there's no... The Republicans only do things to make money. And there's no reason for them to help senior citizens because there's no way for them to make money on this health care plan. See, Democrats, they don't care if they make money or not. So they'd help us. They'd go ahead and throw billions away on helping us. But Republicans want to see a return on their investment. And what can I do? I can't do anything. I can't work on cars. I can't work in a car wash. Please don't make me.
Are you afraid that George Bush is going to put seniors to work in car washes?
Yes, because...
Why?
Because of the illegal aliens he's sending home. He hates Mexicans, and then there won't be anyone to work in the car wash for the super deluxe wash at $8. And that means I'd have to be on a rag inside a large SUV.
You'd be on rag detail?
Yes. I wouldn't be able to hose off the hubcaps.
Is that what you'd like to do, hon?
I'm afraid.
I know you're afraid. If you worked in a car wash, would you want to be the guy who sprays the hubcaps before it goes in?
Yes, that's better than doing after wash wipe down. Because then you have to wipe the hubcaps.
I understand that, dear. Do you want to stay with me here? We have Viola Mitchell. She's 71. You live in Bradbury?
Yes.
She read the George W. Bush health care plan. She's afraid that George W. Bush wants to kill her and all senior citizens. And you must be exaggerating.
I don't know. I'm afraid.
I know you're afraid. I don't think he wants to kill you. Maybe what he wants to do is going to cost less money or more money, or it might be less or more effective, but I don't think he wants to kill you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And the whole idea that he wants to warehouse you in Montana and put concertina wire around the state, I don't think it's going to happen. Even though they don't have a speed limit in Montana, I don't think he nor any of us wants to see you guys out taking a walk and getting hit and dragged 300 feet.
They don't have a speed limit.
I know. I know they don't, but I don't think they drive that way in Montana. I don't know. 1-800-449... Put her on hold for a minute. See, that's a senior citizen, 71 years of age, deathly afraid that she won't get the medical care that she feels that she needs with this new Bush plan. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. And I would remind you that as we listen to her, keep in mind that she's very afraid. And a lot of it's irrational, you know, being afraid that she's going to be warehoused in Montana and that the reason they're putting her there is because there are no speed limits in the state is irrational. But it's a fear born, I'm sure, of larger issues, some that us younger folks will never have to face. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Do you have a son? By the way, this is the Phil Hendry Show. We're back on the air, Viola, okay?
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Viola Mitchell is with us. She is 71 years of age. She read the George Bush health care plan, and she believes that George W. Bush wants to kill her and all other senior citizens, correct?
I think so, because we're old, and we don't have... we don't have the ability to work, you know.
You mentioned in car washes.
In car washes or on a farm or driving street cleaners, a street sweeper. I told them I could do it. I wouldn't like it, but I could do it.
You could drive a street sweeper?
Yes.
All right. Well, you said that, and we're going to take a phone call from some people here, okay? Okay, Viola?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a phone call from, you know, maybe one or two from some folks. And you also said you're afraid that they're going to exile the seniors to Montana, surrounding the state with razor wire and hoping that you either freeze to death or get run over by people because the state has no speed limit.
Yeah, that too.
Okay. Here is Columbus, Ohio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine.
What is your name, ma'am?
Edamore.
Edamore?
Uh-huh.
Viola, this is Edamore.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I am fine.
I'm so afraid.
I noticed that you are terribly afraid, and I'm older than you.
How old are you?
I am going to be 74. And
Are you bedridden?
No, I am not bedridden. Are you?
Yes, I...
You're bedridden.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think you need to have some young people come, and since you can express yourself quite well, why don't you help some young child?
I'm afraid that George W. Bush...
No, don't worry about George
...is going to put every senior citizen...
No.
...into a camp.
No matter who's going
Why
to...
would they keep us alive? Think about it.
Well, so I'm
why
very
would they
much
keep,
alive.
But why
and...
would they want to keep us alive? We don't contribute... a GD thing.
You know what?
To anything
think,
that they do.
I think I
what do you
contribute
do? What do you do? You sit out in front of your house and you pull weeds?
How do you
oh,
know
God,
what
I
do?
Don't want to die. What?
How do you know what I do?
Well, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I know
you sound
you're
like the kind
wrong.
Of gal who
puts on gloves and a big, you know, an oriental hat and bends over to pull the weeds. And people drive down the street and they go, look, Mommy, there's the big fat rear end on.
You know what?
God, I've...
You're really afraid, aren't you, Viola?
I'm old.
Don't
worry about being old.
Yeah.
Old is a state of mind, not because you're 71. You see, you must
What
get
about
something.
Death? Can
you
I ask you something?
Death.
Can I ask
you?
What
no,
about,
you listen a minute.
What about death?
Death?
What do you think?
Well, that's a normal thing. My mother just died. She's 96.
Well, swell.
And
Jesus, you make it sound as if it's... Oh, I'm so afraid of dying.
Well, you might be afraid of dying, but until you
aren't
get
you?
There...
You're older than
do
me.
Do something for somebody else. Do something.
If
read
I go out...
people. Stop your fear. That's killing you, not George Bush. You
George
must find
Bush.
Something positive. Everything
Edamore.
You said tonight is a negative. Oh, please, Violet. Is it Violet or Viola?
I'm Viola. I was named after my aunt.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. I went to school with a girl named Viola.
Isn't it a lovely name?
Yes,
everyone complimented me on it.
I think so, too.
Now, the name Edamore is unusual, isn't it?
You won't find any Edamores.
Not Eddie Moore, anyway, will you?
No, it's E-T-T-A.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to promise me that tomorrow you will find one good, positive thing to say to
That's a great piece of advice. Some positive, say something nice.
Well,
about a dress, about food.
About a dress.
Do you have
about
a favorite?
About somebody cleaned your room, or
oh, they don't. They don't take care of me here. I live... my son and his friends come in and watch Monday night football and then leave, you know, pizza and all of that nonsense.
Now, well, it might be nonsense, but learn that they come and thank the Lord that they come. Yeah. Say, I'm thankful because these boys come. And I'll tell you, learn to know who the players are on that football team.
I've got acid reflux.
Who cares?
Because it sears, it burns the windpipe.
Okay, so I get that sometimes, too.
Do you have the acid?
That's not going to make me die.
And I don't, I'm so afraid because I have health problems, and I don't want to say
anything.
Doesn't
everybody when you get older?
Yeah, I'm afraid.
I have mine, but I don't stand around talking about it. You must give somebody
my bowel movements are like rice pudding.
That's because you probably don't
You know something, dear? You don't eat good roughage or something.
That's right. There's something missing here.
What do you think I need in my diet?
Well, why don't you ask...
When it pours out like rice pudding, there's got to be...
Well, there's probably something you, aren't eating, like the getting the right vitamins.
Okay.
Or you aren't getting the right food.
That's right, yeah.
Ask your son to bring you something special.
Why do you think George Bush wants to keep you alive, Edamore? You're older than me. He
That's
may want
right.
to kill us.
He's keeping me alive.
Wait a minute, she dropped...
No,
she dropped
I don't even worry about George Bush.
She dropped the phone.
I'm going to take care of me.
Hold on, she dropped the phone.
Uh-oh.
Viola, you there?
No more tears. As of tonight... Yeah.
I think she's a little unbalanced, is my...
I think you're... got the...
You think I'm there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Try to find somebody to... More rational.
Are you there?
To get that plan.
Are you gardening now, Edamore?
I certainly do when I can.
And when you bend over to do weeds, do the kids drive down the street and go,
no,
look at the big
don't.
Ash and on her. Oh, they don't.
No, I just made a new garden out in front of my house.
Oh, that's exciting.
And then the people come and tell me, Edda, that's beautiful. And I put some, that we had a...
And then the children run through it, don't they? And
never,
the rabbits eat it. No,
never,
the rabbits will
never,
eat it.
Never, never,
oh,
never.
If I only had a .22, what I could do to some... I have rabbits, and I could do damage.
Oh, my.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Viola, hold on the line here. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
He'll kill us all.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. This is part 10 in our, or part 12 in our 10 parts. It's part 10 in our 12 part series. Senior citizen healthcare, some baloney like that, the name of it. Anyway, we have on the line with us Viola, who is a 71-year-old senior, and we had her read George W. Bush's healthcare plan, and she came away from it reading that plan very shaken. We understand you're upset. You think that George W. Bush wants to kill you and every senior in America. We think you're irrational, Viola, but I know that you're afraid of dying. Some of your fears that the seniors will be put into the state of Montana and then run over by cars that have no speed limit. Doesn't that seem crazy to you? You know?
No, I know that the government wants to pull some kind of... They're going to pull some caper, and it's only a matter of time. They'll kill us. You better vote. And that lady who is pulling weeds in Columbus, Ohio, right when she's bending over to grab a big, fat weed, you know what happens when you grab the soap in prison? They'll go ahead and plant it up there. I'm afraid that you...
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is San Bernardino on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes.
Viola?
Yes, hello.
Phil, thank you very much for
sure.
taking my call.
Okay.
Viola?
Yes, hello.
My name is Pat.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'll tell you
something. You are a very friendly person, and
oh,
I appreciate
that.
Oh,
I'm 100% an extrovert.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
I'm 79 years old.
Uh-huh.
I was 79 in June.
I am afraid I've never been the life of the party, you know.
You know what? I wish somebody could get you the book, The Power of Positive Thinking.
What's that?
That, The Power of Positive Thinking.
Oh, that's that Peel character.
Yes,
uh-huh.
My father had talked me into that years ago.
You know, my late husband thought...
I've got an outlook on life, but I retired.
The Brooklyn Dodgers.
I worked at one of our most...
They played at Ebbets Field,
yeah.
You know.
Let me tell you uh-huh. something. I worked at one of our most prestigious medical centers
Who?
For 19 and a half years.
Who is he?
I retired 11 years ago, July.
Mm.
I belong to a Scottish lodge. I go to my Scottish meetings. And, you know, I have young people.
A Scottish lodge. That
yeah,
sounds
I'm
like
Scottish,
fun.
I'm Scottish descent.
Oh, you were from there.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
No, I wasn't from Scotland, but my great-great-grandmother was.
Oh, that's
was.
Neat. What
so,
do you
but
do?
There is this company called, I mean, outfit called, I mean, lodge called Daughters of Scotia. Any
Daughters of Scotia?
Daughters
of Mike
wives,
Scotia?
Daughters, sisters, and mothers
of Mike...
Scottish descent.
Oh, I thought you were
and
talking about
wonderful.
The manager of the Angels.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay.
No, this is... But anyway,
uh-huh.
I'm getting ready to make a big salad to take to our luncheon
that's
tomorrow.
That's what I need. You know, that's
and
what
I
need.
You know what? I
mm-hmm.
came home... I came yeah. home from a luncheon today,
okay.
and then my car wouldn't start. I called
oh,
the automobile club,
uh-huh.
had them tow me to Sears, got a new
are
battery.
Are you hearing this, is really, are you hearing this Viola?
Yeah. I just, you
know, I need I need a salad because I told the other lady I had a very disturbing bowel movement this morning.
Oh, boy.
That was reminiscent of a vanilla milkshake.
Oh, really?
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
Well, you should, you know,
what
really,
I don't,
that
now,
sounds like you need a doctor.
Don't
you got
to that, Viola.
Go to go to a doctor though. If it's coming out like vanilla ice cream.
You go.
Uh-huh.
You go. My best
I should
friend,
go to the doctor, do you think?
Yes, very definitely.
Okay.
And you know, I've had two heart attacks.
What was that
I'm
like?
Just, ooh, I sound gravel Gertie now.
How about that?
But my best friend,
yeah.
her late husband is the one that developed the angioplasty procedure
for
heart attacks, and
name?
I had two heart attacks in 92, and I'm just going great guns.
Did you know Bill Twill? Did you know Big Bill Twill? He was a ball player.
No, but my late husband was a major league ball player.
What was his name?
Paul Lehner. He was with the St. Louis Browns, the Cleveland
Paul
Indians,
Lehner, huh?
Indians.
Okay. How do you spell
Boston
how do you,
Red Sox?
How do you spell that, Pat?
Huh? L-E-H-N-E-R.
L-A-H-N-E-R.
No, L-E-H.
L-E-H-N-E-R. And that was your late husband, huh?
Yep. And
a ball player.
I have a junior,
well,
Paul
I knew
Jr.,
Willie
and
Mays.
A Tommy, and I have an 8-year-old grandson
I'll
that is going to follow in the footsteps. He is the best
I'll
little leaguer you ever saw.
I'll tell you a secret. I spent a night
with Jesus Alou.
Oh, really?
How about that? Isn't that something?
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
He, you know how he used to rattle his neck around when he got up to the plate? He,
yes.
He did that during sex.
All right.
Oh, no. Well, Paul...
Well, he did.
Okay, Paul Lehner. We've got to look that up.
Paul died right. on my eldest son's 17th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, dear, for your call.
I feel like homemade crap.
I just feel so bad.
Viola, get some younger people in. You've got children,
when you say get
you?
Some younger people in, what are you referring to? Are you?
No, I mean just to keep your company.
Oh, uh-huh. Ball players really give it good, too, don't they?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, isn't that
so?
I should take a younger lover, shouldn't I?
What?
I should take a younger man as a lover.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
keep,
that's great. You guys can
thinking,
talk about that later.
Please keep thinking
right.
positively.
I'm going to try it. Oh,
okay.
It's great.
All right.
Thank you very much. Here is Wallingford, Pennsylvania on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Good evening, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Well, you sound like you're
lady
full
there.
Of life. Yes, how are you?
I'm fine.
I feel like dog
ma'am,
crap.
Listening to you just talk recently,
uh-huh.
I can't believe that you have a serious bone in your body.
Well, I'll tell you that I sit here each
day
of my life fearing death.
Well,
and that
apparently
George,
that's what you say, but talking
George
to
w.
the woman
Bush,
just before,
yes.
I can't believe a word of that.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Do you know what it's like to have a
no, you tell
my
me.
Intestines
I think
removed?
That you are just...
I have to have my intestines removed. You think that's... Do you think that's funny?
No.
All right. Well,
of course
why
it's
do you
not
make
funny.
Fun of someone?
But you
and
sort
George
of made
W. Bush
light about everything that happened recently talking to that
do?
Woman.
No,
you
I
did.
Said
oh,
that
you,
I slept
you,
with Jesus.
You turned a different face all of a sudden, talking about sex and stuff like that.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that, but you sort of make it like a frivolous point.
No,
all
I
of a
said
sudden,
she
you
said that her husband was Paul Lehner, and I said I'd spend the night with Willie Mays.
Isn't that wonderful? Now you're talking about the Republicans want to kill you.
Yes,
you're talking
they do.
About Willie Mays and sex.
Yes.
You have to get a life woman.
Sex is the only thing that makes anyone happy, if you think about it.
No, really.
George Bush wants to take all of us seniors and have us run over on highways in Montana.
Oh,
so that
wow.
now you're going to be roadkill, which means you'll be a plaid jacket.
Well,
and
you talk
little,
about roadkill, I think you're talking about yourself.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know.
Well, come on, woman.
You know,
speak the truth here.
I'm speaking the truth,
Ed. No, you're not.
What is your name, Ed?
Aaron.
Aaron. I knew it started
A-A-R-O-N,
with an E.
Not E-R-I-N.
I knew it started with an E.
No, it's an A.
Okay.
Where are you coming from with this make-believe thing?
I'm telling you, I came up.
Anybody wants to kill you.
Willie Mays and I had a beautiful evening together.
I don't care about Willie Mays.
Uh-huh.
Is he Republican or Democrat?
Well, from the looks of things, Democrat. Because they
so,
generally a little bit better, you know.
Okay,
in bed
so you
than
had sex with Willie Mays and he's a Democrat. No,
better in bed than a Republican. But I
all right.
What?
You're driving. Okay, thank you, sir, for your. What is the point? You're driving that guy nuts.
Get a woman on. These guys bore me. Every time I see George W. on TV, I see a sickle in his hand and a black cape on his back. He's deaf, and I'm trying to get a couple of giggles before it all goes south.
All right, here's Wichita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to tell that woman that.
You're more my speed.
I wanted to tell that woman that I am 87.
Holy
I am
Christ.
Having one of the best times of my life.
Are you having a salad today?
I go to different clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I like to play different games.
Do you smoke?
And no, I do not smoke.
I like a cigar every now and again.
Well, you can have it, but
Thank
I just
you.
Never did smoke, and I don't
okay.
care for it.
Well, aren't you
but
wonderful?
But I don't think that life is going to pass me by because I'm 87.
But what about George Bush and the fact that he wants to put us
George
all in
Manitoba?
George
Bush has nothing to do with me. He has nothing to do with you.
He has
his own ideas.
Yes, he does.
If he gets to be a president, he's going to make the best president he can.
Did you ever get porked by a ball player?
Did I ever what?
Well, I was just wondering.
Watch what you say to this lady.
I was just wondering if she'd ever slept with a ball player.
I slept with my husband for 45 years till he passed away, and I have had nobody else since.
Did he ever play baseball?
When I was a kid, sure.
There you go. You answered my question.
Well, what has that got to do?
I just want to get to know her because she's so sweet. By the way, darling, are you speaking through a hole in your throat or is...
From a what?
A hole in your throat, or is that really your... I you know what? I feel better already, Phil.
Do you feel good? Because there's a lot of nice people calling and trying to make you feel better.
I really do. In fact, I think I feel a bowel movement coming on, and it might come out solid.
Well, for heaven's sakes, don't tell people about your bowel movements. No one cares. No. I don't care.
I'm sorry.
And everything.
Yes.
People don't talk about those kind of things to each other.
Well, that's true.
But I go to three clubs. I play spinner dominoes. I play rummy. I play a lot of things. And I have a very fruitful life. At least I think I do for as old as I am.
Well, do you jog or lift weights or anything?
No, I'm not able. I have asthma.
Uh-huh. Do you, how about triathlon? Do you run or bike?
I cannot do that. I have asthma.
Do you swim a couple of miles a day?
No, I do not.
Well, then it isn't that active, is it?
All right. She does what she can for her age.
Well, I'll
and
let
you sound
fantastic. I just wanted her to know.
Well, you sound terrific, darling. And
has it ever come out like rice pudding?
Never mind. Thank you.
I'm not going to worry about what rice pudding and all that.
You'd worry about it if it came out at your rear end.
I don't care. You don't need to tell me what comes out of your rear end because I don't care.
That is so true.
Well.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you very much.
Thank you, dear. Thank you for your call.
Yes.
Thank you for calling our show.
Well, I feel better, Phil. That she...
Okay, good. Then bug off.
Wait a minute. I may get depressed again.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Robert Altman says that if George Bush, you know who Robert Altman is? He's a movie director. You may not, some of you may know, some of you may not. He's a damn good one, I'll tell you that. He directed one of my all-time favorite movies, The Player. That flick is great. And he also directed MASH, the movie, and from which came the TV show. And he also directed a movie called Nashville, which I think got an Academy Award nomination. And a bunch of other things, one called Shortcuts that a lot of people like. Anyway, he says that if George Bush is elected president, he's leaving for France. He's not going to live here anymore. And that is a courageous statement for a guy to make who basically lives in France anyway. Robert Altman... You may not know this, but the cat's, like, hasn't he been in France all these years because he thinks America blows? But now he really thinks America blows if Bush becomes president. Now he's never going to come back. When people make statements like, you know what, that's a fact. I'm going to say it now. If Bush gets elected president, I am leaving. I'm going to do my show from Italy now. From now on, from a villa in Italy. There. I'm telling you, what, you say that's okay? Oh, okay. Yeah, it sounds pretty good to Taylor. Why not? Jeez. Italian chicks, even with that lip hair, there's a marvelous opportunity there. And the villa there right on the coast, I don't know from Italy. But it doesn't matter, okay? So anyway, I remember when Sam Peckinpah made the same statement about Nixon. Sam Peckinpah directed The Wild Bunch, and he was another director that everybody thought was the greatest thing since sliced bread, even though he only really made one good movie. But anyway, he said that if Nixon got elected president, he'd move to Mexico. I think Peckinpah has better taste than Altman in terms of where they want to go if the wrong guy gets elected. But you know the whole point of, moving out of the country of a guy, whatever. Guy says it's going to be a catastrophe for the whole world if Bush gets elected president. So go. Move over there, and I know that it's going to be rough. You live in France, and in a villa, and those cats don't live here anyway, do they? None of those cats do. Where's Roman Polanski? Does he really need to come back to America? You remember Polanski is living abroad because of that sex with an underage girl, sex with a minor rap from the 1970s, and he fled America. And there's this whole trip about how he needs to get back into the country. They're trying to negotiate his way back into America. Why? Just stay there. Why would you want a piece of this nut house? Look, it's hard enough for a native-born American to handle this bullcrap, but some guy that was from born in Poland wanting to come over here, and don't tell me, as bad as you have it, it's much better in America than it is anywhere else. Ah, baloney. I'll tell you this about France. The only reason why I don't dig France, because I don't speak French. If I spoke French, that place would be heaven. It'd be heaven. I just got a sense it would be fantastic. I don't know why. It's something about the women and the way their rear ends look in those tight pants. Maybe something like that. Maybe the way that it just... The wine. So I don't know. Drinking wine for lunch. I think that's an angle that I really would like to investigate a little bit more. I'd like to work that angle more. Where it's cool to smoke in a restaurant and suck down glass after glass of wine before you go back to the office and still have a relatively functioning country. Okay, it's not number one, but I'm not interested in being a part of anything that has to do with that. Just a country that sort of keeps a low profile, sticks its nose above ground every now and again to talk about how hot it is, has the Eiffel Tower, a bunch of really cool paintings, they suck a lot of wine, they drink a bunch of booze, they smoke a lot of cigarettes, and everybody's just living large. And they got a place called the Riviera. And the water's warm in the summer. The women are absolutely freaking gorgeous. Who wants to stay in this nut house? And there's Polanski, guys like that. Oh, I just got to come back to America. And do what exactly? Make a movie? Dude, you ain't made a movie that anybody wanted to see in years. Years! What's the last movie that guy made? I'm asking the wrong guy. Craig Taylor with his Yamaha work shirt and his 58 Beetle parked on blocks in his backyard. Hey, what's the last film that Polanski made? And by the way, have you been to the Fellini Satyricon Film Festival lately? And Taylor's sitting there going, what? By the way, I'm working a deal with Taylor. I'm going to get that 58 bug from you, man. I got that Ford Ranger truck, a little bit of cash. Or is it the other way around? You're giving me the Beetle and cash and you get the truck. I forget how that works. And Marie, I told her about that deal last night. My wife goes, you're going to get bent over the old beer barrel again by Taylor, aren't you, man? I go, what are you talking about? She goes, what do you want, some piece of crap Volkswagen manual choke crap can 58 bug for your righteous ass 45,000 mile 96 Ford Ranger truck? I said, huh? What? I don't want that truck. I got 45,000 96 truck, and Craig wants it. He'll do me a swap with his bug. What do you think? 58 bug? That'd be sweet. And then I can get some guy to come in. He'll spend, you know, cost me about 50 G's to put a $4,000 engine in it, which I know I'm going to have to do. Craig, he's going to give me that bug. He'll say, have a nice day. Get in his car, drive off. I'll fire it up, get about 10 blocks, and the rods will just all pop on the thing. Nothing but smoke pouring out of the axle, out of the tailpipe of this. Well, anyway. So let me just say, having concluded this entire rap, I love America, but I'd much rather be in France. Okay? 1-800-449-8686. Casino Night 2000. Have you heard about it? It's going to be fantastic. We got some big announcements to make about Casino Night 2000. 7 p.m., November 4th, year 2000, at the Museum of Flying at the Santa Monica Airport. All the proceeds go to my friend's place. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.